This is Michael Hanamarian, and you're listening to Bioethics Radio. Everybody loves sports. People of all ages admire a buzzer-beating shot, a curling free kick that finds its way into the back of the net, or a big hit delivered from a linebacker that causes a game-altering fumble. Today's podcast will focus on an ethical issue that has plagued the NFL and is sugarcoated by the positive PR. NFL players, owners, and team doctors truly live in a society of their own that viewers do not know exists, or perhaps they know it exists, but do not quite understand the severity and consequences that come with these untreated ethical issues. One of the largest categories of ethical issues in sports, especially the NFL, is drug abuse. Calvin Johnson, a too-soon-retired NFL star, once stated that team doctors handed out drugs like candy. These painkillers and other drugs that are handed out so freely by team doctors create many issues for the players. One issue is that athletes play through the injuries or concussions when they should be sitting out and protecting their bodies from further harm while also healing. Excessive access to these drugs can also develop addictions that carry over after an athlete's playing career. Former NFL draft bust Ryan Leaf was sentenced to prison in 2012 after he was found guilty of burglarizing a house to obtain prescription drugs. As shown by Leaf and a number of other players, drug abuse can lead to unfortunate practices once a player has retired from the league. Who is to blame for this issue of drug abuse? There are three parties that are like to question. The first is the players. To me, one must evaluate to what degree are NFL athletes responsible for truly understanding what they are putting into their bodies. Quite a few NFL players have grown up never having any form of health care. When they reach the NFL and all the painkillers they need are paid for, they trust the doctor's opinion and assume that he or she keeps the athlete's best interest in mind. Another issue stems from their desire to stay in the league instead of being put on the shelf or being injured. What do I mean by this? Well, to start, there are over a million high school football players, and only 256 collegiate athletes are drafted into the NFL each year. This is less than 1% of that initial football population. And when you show an athlete that has worked so hard to get to the NFL 6 years on their paycheck, well, how could they possibly refuse treatment given to them by team doctors? The players trust them. This leads me right into discussing the roles of team doctors. Team doctors are individuals directly giving the athletes treatment and their recommendations. These are the professionals that have undergone years of schooling, hopefully not just how to heal an injury, but also how to deal with ethical issues that may pop up along the way. While I can confidently say that team doctors are doing a better job of regulating painkillers and other prescription drugs than they were 20 to 30 years ago, it is no excuse for the excessive abuse that continues to be an issue today. Rick Mace of the Washington Post released an article stating that in 2011, the NFL understood drug abuse was an issue and decided to bring in an official from DEA to go over federal laws with all 32 NFL teams' doctors and trainers concerning how they should be treating players with injury. When the doctors learned that they could not cross state lines with prescription drugs, they asked the official why the President of the United States could do that on Air Force One and made the comparison that their players are essentially warriors on the battlefield. You can't make this up. Give the whole article a read. It's absurd. The meeting quickly went sour, and there are reports that the doctors actively booed the official from the DEA. Yes, that's right. I said booed. While doctors are directly responsible for handing athletes the painkillers, it is important to examine who they may be actually receiving their orders from. This brings me to the third party, team owners and executives. At the end of the day, the NFL is truly a business. Football is just a game from peewee throughout high school. However, when one observes the collegiate and professional level, where a university or team owner desires a strong football team to bring in large amounts of money, this is when football abandons just being a game and moves into that business category. In July of 2015, it was reported that the NFL had made about $7.24 billion in revenue that season to be split up amongst the 32 professional teams. The owners make this money if their top players perform, and an owner is only interested in an effective player and not necessarily a healthy one. If it takes a few extra painkillers a day to get a team's star running back through a make-or-break game at the end of the season, an owner will not think twice about the decision of letting the athlete play. As you can see, the NFL is a complex piece of entertainment that is run by dirty practices behind the scenes. And quite frankly, I blame everyone involved, the players, the doctors, and team owners. While there are varying degrees of who causes the weight of the problem, everyone in this society throws ethics completely out the window all for the sake of making a profit for themselves. I conclude this session of Bioethics Radio by saying that better player care will come from the voices who control the language of the NFL, which to me are the media outlets such as ESPN, Fox Sports, or even Bleacher Report. These big players in the media must show not just the fun and exciting side of the NFL, but also the sour side that the average fan will not even think about. You know, perhaps instead of covering the significance of LeBron James' headband, ESPN should cover a more significant story, like how the NFL is currently being sued by its current players because the NFL heeded the warnings of the DEA and broke various federal laws regarding drug abuse. This is Michael Hanamarian signing off. Thank you for listening to this edition of Bioethics Radio.